Fred Film Radio, Venice Days, at the Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Hello, my name is Patricia Keisha, and I'm from Latvia. I'm 19 years old, and basically I'm starting my last year of high school right now. And I found out about this contest because I am volunteering in a youth exchange organization as an exchange student. I was an exchange student before. And then one of the other volunteers works for the cinema, and she proposed to me because she knew I was interested in it because I was in the Riga International Film Festival jury before. So that's basically how I found out, and I applied very arbitrary. I didn't really prepare a lot for it, but I thought that was a unique experience. So I was really, really excited when I found out that I got in. I am not necessarily thinking to do something with cinema in my future. It is not a career path I would be sure about. But I think that is exactly the main thing why I should be here as a person who is interested in cinema, because cinema is not something that's made for only professionals that are in the field. It is rather something that's consumed by an audience, and I am the audience, the kind of the young viewer. So I think that's quite interesting to be here and see the insides of it. But as I mentioned, I'm in the last year of high school, so I have to decide what to study right now. And most probably I'm going to study something related to philosophy and politics, which leaves all of the doors kind of open even after university. And I think that cinema is so connected with these things, and it really represents the world around us and helps understand what it means to be human and these different experiences that humans can have. And that is why I love cinema, and I think it's really not a separate thing. It's not something that you can really view as something not connected to the world around us. It's directly connected, and that's why I think it's so important. So, but if I have to say the thing that I'm most interested in doing with cinema, if I am doing anything, it's writing reviews and generally discussing cinema, because I think it might be even more interesting than watching the films. It's more interesting after to discuss them with different people, and that's why here having the opportunity to discuss with people from 28 different cultures, and even more if I meet somebody from other places here just randomly. It's such an opportunity, and there are so many different perspectives in it, and I can really, that's one once in a lifetime experience, I think. So, yes, I like. I'm often asked what's my favorite director, what's my favorite film or actor. But first, I think there's still so many things that I haven't seen from the classics, and so many things that are constantly being produced. So I would avoid naming one favorite thing, because I know there are so many things to still explore, and I would never limit my cinema experience to this favorite director that I would watch more than other things. So I think it's not that important to make your favorite and kind of your exclusive things that you like. So yes, I think that it is important to understand that cinema is made for everybody. It is not a thing that exists as a separate field, as an art for only specially educated people or people who are involved in it.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.